আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আল আতমানি আল আকমালানি আলা খায়রি খালকিল্লাহি আজমাইন ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া মান সারা আলা সাবিলিহি ওয়া নাহজিহি ওয়া মান ইসতানা বিসুন্নতিহি ওয়া মান ইহতাদা বিহাদিহি ইলা ইয়াউমিদ্দিন। أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And we also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows our earthly life to end on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. As we are approaching the Mubarak month of Ramadan, currently the thought that is on many, many people's mind at the moment is this provisional taxes that we got to pay. 28th of February, year end is coming. Everyone, that is the talk about the general businessman, how much taxes I got to pay. So it's a date that's, because it's financial year end, it's preoccupying the minds of people. But very seldom our mind goes that one day after this financial year end, there's a greater day than the financial year end. That probably is the first night where we're having Taraweeh, where the month of Ramadan will set in within 1 or 2 days. So that should be the overarching concern, not the amount of taxes we have to pay, not the tax planning, not the stock taking, not the financial planning that we have to do. But this occasion, this Mubarak month that Allah Ta'ala is giving us, is such a great thing that that should be now the thing that should be overpowering our minds as we are going into the month of Ramadan. لَيْسَ الْعَقْلُ كَالْتَدْبِيرِ. There isn't any intelligence like good planning. Now a man who understands and he realizes that this is a month where Allah Ta'ala is giving things wholesale. There's free giveaway of many, many things. In our loose English or our loose language we say, for mafat Allah Ta'ala is giving away many, many, many things in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Just to get an understanding, a person does one faraz action, Allah Ta'ala is giving 70, reward of 70 faraiz. We hear in the business world that buy one, get one free. Seldom you'll hear of buy one, get two free. But here you're buying one, you're getting 70 for free. Not buying, you're reading for free, you're reading one salah, Allah is adding another 70. Getting the reward of 70 fara'is for one faraz. Person is doing the nafil action, Allah is rewarding him as though he's getting rewarded for a faraz. Such a great thing. No other place, no other time you get rewarded for a faraz. I'll give you one example. A person read his Isha salah. And this was the faraz of Isha. Thereafter, if he reads 4 rakats namaz, whatever namaz he reads after that, he won't get the reward of a faraz of Isha. Because that faraz of Isha is already done, he'll get the reward of a nafil. So he'll read 4 rakats, he's getting reward of nafil. Again he reads 4 rakats nafil. But the reward of faraz comes once, thereafter it doesn't come again. Month of Ramadan, Allah is giving for one faraz 70 times, Allah is multiplying the reward. You're getting as those 70 faraiz. Person is being a nafil, is getting the reward of a faraz. So this is a great month wherein these great blessings. And when there's anything great, any great event that's coming, there has to be some type of preparation, some type of planning. Think about an ijtima. If there's ijtima that is coming to a town, that you'll find there's a lot of preparation in terms of the ground, where we're going to allocate parking, who's going to help with the security, who's going to do the cooking, who's going to help with the laying of the carpets, the putting up of the tents, the toilets, the plumbing, the electrical. There's so much of work that goes because it's a great event. Or one event that comes, for example, like the Eidgah. Those people that make effort, Allah Ta'ala reward them to see that all the Eidgahs go smoothly. They also have to make a lot of preparation early on to put the musallas, to see that the sound system is right, they're making the facilities right, the ground mustn't be wet. People are taking out timetables with the times of Salat, Eid Salah, etc. Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. But there's some preparation that's going before the day of Eid even comes. Ask ourselves that this Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. What mental preparation did we do? What physical preparation did we do? So this basic that we can do before we're going into the month of Ramadan, this is what I wish to speak about. There was a Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu anhu, is the reporter of this hadith. He explains, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains this hadith. The hadith comes like this. جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَقَالَ عِذْنِي وَأُوْجِزْ. He said, one person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that give me advice, but keep that advice concise. This is ideal for people like me and you. Our memories, our capacities to digest, because of the amount of influence with the social media and other media, that our ability to digest, comprehend and understand things have become very weak. This digestive system of ours has become very, very weak. So here he comes, this person comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's saying, give me advice but keep it concise. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three advices, beautiful advices. If we bring it in the month of Ramadan, it will help us to go through a very smooth, beneficial month of Ramadan. Like any good thing, it can be good to the extent that we make it good. And it can be spoiled to the extent that we spoil it. Even if it is the preparation of a pot of biryani, if it is prepared well, it will be well. It can be the best pot, but if a person goes up and he burns the food, he'll spoil that whole beautiful pot of biryani. So the month of Ramadan is like that. If we spend it correctly, it will be a good month. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives three advices. The first advice, he said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعِينَ, that when you stand up, إِذَا قُمْتَ, when you stand up to perform your salat, perform it as though it is a salat of one bidding farewell. What it means is that as though this is your last salat. I'm not going to repeat any salat again. Now when a man is performing his last salat, what kind of salat is that? Will that be a salat where his mind is thinking about the cricket score, soccer score, what's happening here, what's happening there? It will be full of devotion, full of concentration. This is my last salat, so therefore I must give it my best. This is what mindset a person is going into the salat. So when a person is going into this month of Ramadan, we should all think that this is my last Ramadan. I don't know whether I'm going to see another month of Ramadan. I'm going to spend it like it is my last Ramadan. I'm going to give it my best from the beginning till the end. I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to do anything unnecessary. We'll go through a few pointers what a person can do to enhance his month of Ramadan. But one thing he keeps in mind is that I'm not going to spoil this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So this is my last Ramadan. That is the mindset he goes into the month of Ramadan. The next advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدَىٰ, that don't speak anything that tomorrow you have to apologize for. Tomorrow you have to excuse yourself for the statement that you made today. In other words, you uttered something today, it was a wrong statement that you made. You may have hurt someone, you may have made ghibat about somebody, you may have slandered somebody, you may have hurt the feelings of someone. Be careful of what you speak. Be so careful that tomorrow you don't have to apologize for any statement of yours. You were so careful about what you said. Now this, in our time and age, is now exacerbated by the social media. So easily people make statements via typing, via the phone, etc. And then later they realize that I slipped up, I messed up in that emotional state. I made so many statements that I shouldn't have made. So therefore we have to be extra careful. Second advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't say anything that tomorrow you have to apologize for, you have to excuse yourself for. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَأَجْمِعِ الْإِيَاسِ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, that don't have any hope in anything that Allah has given anybody. A man has got a nice car, you don't have any hope in that. That's his, alhamdulillah, we are happy for what Allah has given him. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala is the one that distributes people's livelihood. Allah is the one that gives people assets. Allah is the one that gives everybody everything. There's no one person that got everything. Sometimes we think that how nice if I was in that man's shoes. That thought comes to our mind when we look at, not the deen, I'm not talking, we're looking at the dunya of people. That thought comes to our minds. There was an interesting interview. The richest person in the world was asked, how do you feel to be the richest man in the world? And look at what his response was. He says, I wish I wasn't the richest man in the world. Why? That shocking answer. He says, because I don't appreciate the amount of attention that I get everywhere I go. Wherever I go, whether it's the airport, whether I go to some function, whether I go to some place, I'm always in the spotlight that the richest man in the world is here. And I want to be like a normal person, to enjoy my own privacy, to enjoy my own time, to enjoy my own space. I don't have that because of the constant spotlight. So even the man that is the richest in the world wishes he wasn't the richest in the world. So this dunya, this is a doka. There was one person that we went to visit, very wealthy person. Outwardly, if anybody looked at this man, they wished that we were in his shoes. But Allah Ta'ala had given him one son that had cancer. And this son of his was in stage 4 cancer. So the brother that was with us, he mentioned to the father that Allah had blessed you with so much, you're so fortunate. In his house also, he had such a massive Jamaat Khana that would gold chandeliers, etc. This was only not to call people to read Salah. That was only the Salah place for his own family. Beautiful, big place, waterfalls, etc. So the person that was with us mentioned to him, Allah Ta'ala has blessed you so much, you are so fortunate. So look at the reply of this man. He says, what is the use of all this dunya that you're seeing when you got a son that is in stage 4 cancer? So Allah has not given one person everything. Allah has distributed different things. So this third part of this hadith, وَأَجْمِعِ الْإِيَاسِ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, don't have any hope in what Allah has given someone else. What Allah has given me, I'm happy with the decision of Allah. رَضِينَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, I'm happy with what Allah Ta'ala has sent down. Conditions, as well as this assets Allah Ta'ala has given me, as well as the commands of Allah Ta'ala, I'm completely happy with that. The next part, or the next thing that we should keep in mind, as the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, is this time of ours. This time is valuable. Allah, in one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that when maut comes and catches a person, strikes a person at that time, then this is what words come out of his mouth. Lola akhartani ila ajalin qareeb. Oh Allah, just give me a little bit more time. I just need a little bit more time. He's not asking for anything else. He's not asking for investments. He's not asking for buildings. He's not asking for a good time. He's asking Allah just for some time. So this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala describes it as ayyama ma'dudat. It is counted days. It's few days. Don't get deceived by thinking that it's a whole month. It's just a few days. Before you know it, you'll hear of the moon sighted for Ramadan. And before we know it, it'll be the moon sighted for Eid. And we don't know whether we will see the next Ramadan. So value our time. Next thing we should do is value this Takbir-e-Ula. This is a very, very great thing. The pious of the past, they would ensure that Takbir-e-Ula don't get missed. A tabi' by the name of Muhammad bin Salama, rahmatullah alayhi, would read 200 rakats nafil every day. These pious people, this was there, like how we take pride in our eating, in our morning coffee, in our tea, in our biscuits, in our food, they would take pride in their salah. 200 rakats nafil namaz. He didn't miss his Takbir-e-Ula for 40 years. On one occasion only he missed, and that was when his mother passed away. He was making all the arrangements for her burial and for her ghusl, etc. On that occasion he missed once in 40 years. There was one other occasion where he missed his salah with jama'ah. It hurt him so much that he repeated that salah 27 times just to try and make up for the reward of missing salah with jama'ah. That night he saw in a dream, and he was told, what about the ameen of the malaika? Because we know when we are reading salah with jama'ah, then there's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَأَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. That when the Imam says Ameen, then you also say Ameen. And the reason for this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ. That when you are saying Ameen, the Malaika are also saying Ameen. And at that time, when the Imam is saying Ameen, the Malaika are also saying Ameen. And when your Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, all your past sins are forgiven. Such a great reward. We normally just reading namaz, unmindful of the reward that we're getting, just for the Ameen in that salah. So he saw in a dream, what about the Ameen of the Malaika? Although you may have read this namaz 27 times, you didn't get that Ameen of the Malaika. So that shows us this Takbir-e-Ula and this reading Salah with Jama'ah is not a small thing. It's something that we should take to heart. The next thing that is very easy to do, my time is almost completed, is this Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud, we shouldn't miss it. It's so easy. We wake up 15 minutes earlier for Sehri and we can read easily 4 rakats of Tahajjud. It's not difficult. Let us all make niyat that this Ramadan, this is an elite club. Like how you get platinum club, you get certain elite clubs. The club of Tahajjud is an elite club. Every one of us can join without any application form. All we do is wake up 15 minutes earlier for Sehri, and we can join that elite club of Tahajjud by waking up just a few minutes earlier. Allah Ta'ala is willing to give us so much. So this is the next thing. The other thing is, this is a month of compassion. This is a month of kindness. We've all got staff working for us. Let us give them some time off. If it means us giving them 30 minutes off earlier, let us do that. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah won't take away any business from us. Allah won't shortchange us as far as our business. Allah will give us more barakat in our business. Let us give our staff extra time off. Let us spend more time in the masjid. Let us have a timetable that we plan ourselves, that this is how I'm going to spend this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And now when a man spends this Mubarak month of Ramadan like this, And keeping one more thing in mind, that we protect the eyes, we protect the ears, we protect the mouth from any guna. Mawla Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, he says, close your eyes, seal your lips, and shut your ears. And thereafter, if you don't find the divine nur of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, you can poke fun at me. You're at liberty to poke fun at me. Because this is the key to getting the divine nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Don't look at anything wrong. Any videos, anything, immediately delete it. If we happen to be on any social media group where there are videos, come out of that group. We don't need to be there. Where there's just chit-chat going on, we should stay away from that completely. This is the thing that will spoil our time in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. All the social media groups, come out of there. Let this Ramadan be a Ramadan that we are going to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pious of the past and the pious sabke saad rehkar bhi sabse juda hai. Despite them being with people, their heart was connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also should connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The social media is a disaster in the month of Ramadan if we're going to get engaged in groups. What will happen is the eyes will end up seeing wrong. The tongue of the keyboard will make us say the wrong things. And the ears also will end up listening to wrong things by reading what is there. So let us be very, very careful. These three things we have to look after wherever we are in the month of Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan. My time has expired. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of spending this Ramadan as though it's our last Ramadan. And spending it such that it is a life changer. We don't know when maut will come. And if a person dies in this condition where he's prepared for maut, he will actually embrace maut. He'll be happy. He'll be desirous. He'll be dancing to meet maut. And if a person doesn't prepare for maut, it will come to him like a shock. Let us make Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are excited to meet Allah Ta'ala when the time of maut comes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.